cash fed cattle trade got underway in the South Tuesday at steady money to a touch lower. Livestock economist Elliot Dennis provides some perspective on feeder cattle loans over time. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all. This is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Tuesday night and Wednesday morning, the 11th of May. Negotiated cash-fed cattle trade was light to moderate on moderate demand in the Southern Plains through Tuesday afternoon, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Prices were steady to a dollar lower in the Texas Panhandle at $139 to $140 a hundredweight, and they were steady in Kansas at $140. Elsewhere, trade ranged from limited on light demand to a standstill. Live prices last week were $146 in Nebraska, $142 to $148 in Colorado, and $144 to $147 in the Western Corn Belt. Dress prices were $230 to $232. Cattle futures lost more ground Tuesday as cash-fed cattle prices ran out of steam and corn futures rose. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of $1.83 lower, from 87 cents to 237 lower. Live cattle futures closed an average of 93 cents lower, from 25 cents to 127 lower, except for 7 cents higher in the back contract. Wholesale beef values offered no added support, with choice box beef cutout value $3.05 lower Tuesday afternoon at $255.24 hundredweight. Select was 78 cents lower at $242.35. Corn and soybean futures were supported by the sluggish planting pace. Corn futures closed mostly 3 to 8 cents higher, while soybean futures closed 5 to 10 cents higher through July of 23 and then fractionally higher to 4 cents higher. I had no results available at press time from trendable weekly Tuesday auctions. Remember, you can get a Monday-to-Monday market summary and highlights in the Calf News Price Point podcast that comes out each Tuesday. You'll find details at calfnews.net. Major U.S. financial indices closed mixed Tuesday as investors grasped for some stability and waited for the release of the Consumer Price Index on Wednesday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 84 points lower, the S&P 500 closed 9 points higher, and the NASDAQ was up 114 points. West Texas Intermediate Crude Oil Futures on the CME closed from $2.74 to $3.33 lower through the front six contracts. Pressure included continued concerns about COVID lockdowns in China. So those contracts closed from $8.24 to $10.01 lower in the last two sessions. Feeder cattle loans grew in size, and the number of months before maturity on those loans increased over recent years, according to Elliot Dennis, extension livestock economist at the University of Nebraska, Lincoln. He provides insights about the impact of rising interest rates on cattle loans in the most recent issue of In the Cattle Markets. According to Dennis, the average loan size for feeder cattle over the last decade has been about $80,000. Between 2000 and 2009, he says the average number of months before maturity on those loans was 8.82 months. Between 2010 and 19, it was 10.74 months. And from 2020 to current times, the average number of months before maturity was 10.92 months. Ultimately, of course, higher interest rates mean growing cattle with borrowed money gets more expensive. Dennis explains feeder livestock interest rates are primarily tracked by Federal Reserve districts for Kansas City and Dallas, both primary cattle feeding areas where production risk and the relative supply and demand for money differ. For the first quarter of this year, he notes feeder cattle interest rates in the Dallas Federal Reserve District were 5.42%, relatively unchanged from the second quarter of 2020 and fluctuating from 5.23% to 5.42%. On the other hand, feeder cattle interest rates in the Kansas City Federal Reserve District were 3.92% in the first quarter of this year, and they've oscillated across a range of 2.9% to 5.03% since the second quarter of 2020. Further, Dennis points to the inverse relationship between feeder cattle interest rates and average pasture land values over time. Generally speaking, he says the cost of owning pasture land increases as the cost to raise feeder cattle decreases and vice versa. He explains lower interest rates cheapen the cost to raise feeder cattle. These lower costs create more economic incentive for new producers to enter the market, for existing producers to increase the intensity of their operations, or some combination of both. Ultimately, he says, this means that the demand for feeder cattle is passed down from feedlots to cow, calf, and stocker producers who then expand by competing for a limited land base, thus raising land prices. So, Dennis says, the potential for higher interest rates this year could raise the cost of production in the short term for cattle producers by making debt more expensive. However, it does ease some of the longer-term pressure of rising land values, which landowners capitalize into pasture rental rates. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Tuesday night and Wednesday morning, the 11th of May. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.